someone on the line? Okay, very good morning to all. We supposed to have our morning chanting, but I think if you do the simple puja enough, so that we can save some time. Okay, let us chant the normal morning chanting. Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Virochana Buddha, Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Bensi Sijia Moni Fo, Namo Guansin Pusa, Namo Guansin Pusa, Namo Guansin Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa.Arahang Sama Sambuto Bhagawa Buddhang Bhagawantang Abhiwademi. Suakato Bhagavata DhammoDhammang namassami. Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasangho sanghang namami. Okay.You can turn to your chanting book. We just chant certain important Dhamma section. You can turn to page 6. Okay, page 6. We will chant the salutation to the Buddha, homage to the Dhamma, or salutation to the Dhamma, then to the Sangha. The English. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha, that Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one.He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of God and human. He is awake and holy. In this world, with his God, demons, and kind spirit,His seekers and sages, celestial and human, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity.In its essence and convention, I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One. Can be realized in the here and the now.Beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise, each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth. Then the last one is salutation or homage to the Sangha. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha. They are the blessed ones' disciples who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed ones' disciples. Such ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha. Okay. I think we can stop here. Huh? Okay. Then we will turn to page 10, huh? The important Dhamma. Page 10, we will start with having heard the teaching in the middle there. Huh? Having heard the teaching, we know this birth is suffering. Aging is suffering, sickness, disease is suffering, and death is suffering. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from loved ones and our prized possession is suffering. Not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. These are as follows. Identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciple in this way. In addition, he further instructed, the body is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, mental formation are impermanent, consciousness is impermanent, the body is non-self, feeling is non-self, perception is non-self, mental formation are non-self, consciousness is non-self. All conditioned phenomena are impermanent. There is no self in the condition and the unconditioned. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness, and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair, bound by suffering, and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively, we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of all kinds of suffering. Now we are chanting the closing homage. Huh? Arahang Sammasambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakkhato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then just relax body and mind. Maintain some form of attention.